section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
to the QI Sports League podcast number 40, season 6, episode 6. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week, the amazing Aaron Hughes and the impregnator Shitit. Let's get right into the results of week 6 for KSL. The results are in, and Aaron beats Andy, Doug over Travis, Pate over Oberg, Boardman barely wins over Palmer, Mike over Blake, Snyder over Brian in the best game of the week, and Kevin over Nanagay. Brian, what was the biggest upset of the week?
I think it was Aaron winning was the biggest upset. That's crazy.
Yep. Blind Squirrel finds it out once in a while. Aaron, what is the biggest upset?
That's Dave Pate over Oberg.
I'm actually going to disagree. I'm going to say Snyder over Brian. That was an upset to me, but he is now 4-0. So, Aaron, what was the game of the week?
Game of the week, you know what? I honestly think that Brian and Snyder had the best game, because even though I kind of knew Snyder would win, you know, it was one of those things where at the beginning you kind of thought that Brian may pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he pulled out in the theater one time and was arrested.
Well, as we know, he didn't pull it off this time. Anyway, so Brian, what was your game of the week?
Oh, I liked my game also for game of the week. Although,
all right.
I like the fact that Chris Johnson had a chance to score 80 points for a win. You never know.
And I'm going to say Aaron over me, actually. So the biggest stories of the week, we have Snyder has won his last four. Doug finally wins a game, and Doug versus Snyder is next week.
And it's their second game this year, too.
Wow.
Already? We're doing that again already? Damn.
For some people. Some people are starting to do that, but this is kind of the first round of them. So, and this is a first, second game that we have.
Nice. Nice. Whoever did the schedule must have known what they were doing.
So, they did.
So Palmer has lost the last two straight. Brian, what do you think of this?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know what his team is, so that's right. Probably to be expected, I guess.
So Dave Nanagay has lost the last four, and Palmer is actually facing Nanagay next week. Is this going to end the streak for Ty from losing the last two, Aaron?
I think they're both going to lose, and it's going to be the weirdest thing we've ever seen in Kiwani Sports League history. They both lose. I don't know how. But
like Kyle Orton throwing himself a pass?
Yeah. No, honestly, you know what's going to happen? Nanagay's going to win. And Palmer is gonna he's gonna be ballistic. He's just gonna be completely pissed about it. So
no.
So off this topic for just a second, I had the craziest thing in football on Yahoo. I had my optimals actually less than what my score was. Figure that out.
What?
Yes. Briefly.
I that doesn't make sense. Because your optimal is supposed to be the best.
I know, but it was at the time it was actually less by 1 point.
Wow. Jeez. So, Borman's going to be in the fight for his life. And why is that, Aaron?
He faces Mike this week. Ooh. And Mike is the second. He's number two in KSL. And Ty, of course, is first. But Mike is well known for being what we like to call a giant killer.
Ooh. So, you think he's going to beat Borman down?
I really do think he will.
Okay. All right. So, week 7, let's get right into it. Game of the week. Aaron, who is it?
It's going to be those two. It's going to be Ty and Mike.
All right. I'm going to agree with you, Brian.
I am going to agree with you, too.
All right. We're unanimous on that one. Toilet bowl game of the week, Aaron.
Oof. That's a tough one, you know? I mean, because I would probably say Nanagay and Palmer if I had to say one.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to agree with you too, Brian.
I want to say Blake and Dave.
Blake and Dave. All right, all right. So the upset of the week, upset special, Brian, will be?
Oh, that will be, I'm going to go say the upset would be like Mike over Ty.
Okay. Aaron?
Snyder over Doug.
I'm going to say Kevin over Aaron.
Besides the obvious of Travis over whoever he plays, that'd be...
That's me. But, as if you guys notice, I named what he is. He is known as KSL's bye week. Sorry, Travis.
And something, before we go into the Elite League, I actually want to comment on something. So this past week, during the NFL season, they kept talking about how the Cowboys and Minnesota game was going to be the most amazing game ever, and this is the biggest thing to watch. You know that both those teams were 1-3, right? You know that both those teams kind of sucked. And they kept touting it as being just this amazing thing. And it really got me thinking that last week Andy said that the game of the week would be Plum Smugglers and it would be Dave Nanigate and Kevin Smith. You remember that, Andy, right?
Yep.
Okay. You see how big of an idiot you are now, right?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I hate you. I hate you. Let's move on to the Elite League, douche. Okay. All right. The Elite League. Duh, 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 duh. Doug is undefeated. What? He beat me? Who wrote this crap? Snyder over Dave. Brian over Oberg. Mike goes balls deep into Palmer. And Aaron teabags Chris. Game of the week, Aaron.
I would say it was actually mine and Chris's game. Two-point difference.
Disagree with you. Brian.
I disagree with you, too. I happen to say it was the two undefeated teams.
Yes, it was. You know why? Because at halftime of the Monday night game, he was only up by a point. Just saying. Anyway, so the Elite News, of course, Doug is still undefeated. Aaron, is this legit?
I don't know. I mean, I've won three straight now. I'm 4-2. I'm one game behind you, Andy.
Yep, and I was not talking about you. I was actually talking about Doug.
Oh, you're talking about if Doug's legit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is Doug legit? The thing is, he hasn't scored nearly that many points. In fact, there are, I think, four people who have scored more points than him. He just happens to get people when they don't score nearly as much as he does.
Ah.
Okay. He's got the one of the least points against.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. So, Aaron, you were going into how you won the last three by luck?
I've won the last three so far. And I'm 4-2. I'm in third place. And, Andy, you are 5-1, and I have more points than you. So, I mean, if I win this week, you lose. I mean, I move up to second. So
mm-hmm. Well, hey.
I'm nipping at your heels, Andy. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So Palmer and Dave have lost the last three, and they are 1-5. Are they going to make the playoffs, Brian?
Well, if one of them do, I don't. So it's I hope not.
This always goes back to who Dave drafted first round. He picked up Drew Brees. Do you think he was still going to move to pick him up that early?
Well, last weekend it was a good move. Otherwise, mm-hmm. Hell no.
All right. Aaron?
The biggest concern I had with Dave was that he picked up CJ Spiller in like the third or fourth round. Like it was incredibly high, and he was somebody who wasn't going until like the 10th round typically. And even then, it's kind of like he was going as a guess. Like people had no idea if he was going to be a big, big contender or not. And he hasn't been so far. Mm-hmm. So it was just such a huge bust for him, And I mean, I don't know. I mean, Dave and Palmer, they can turn it around. I mean, there's only two people who are not going to make the playoffs, And we have 13 games. If you win six or seven games, you're in the playoffs, mm-hmm. Then you're guaranteed to be in the playoffs. If you win five, you're probably going to make it. So.
Okay. So game of the week for week 7, I'm going to say is skid marks and the Bears. Aaron.
You have a 1-5 team and a 2-4 team as the game of the week.
Yep.
Look how many points again I've given up. That's game of the week material.
Yes, it is. That's why.
Actually, Andy, I would say it's your game against Oberg.
Because he's going to win?
He's 3-3. You're 5-1. That's going to be a pretty decent game.
He's going to win because I have a crappy lineup this week. In fact, I'm going to still pick someone up because one of my guys isn't playing. Deshaun Jackson. Because apparently, flag football, whatever. Anyway, so let's get right into the survival and pick'em news. Aaron and Mike had 11 last week, but Joe is still in the lead with 59, and the next person is 54 with Aaron. And Joe had a lot of smack talk on this one, actually, when I talked to him earlier. He was talking about how we don't know how to pick.
Yeah, pick. You know, the thing is, though, I mean, he's getting too cocky. You know, I mean, I gained a lot of ground over the past few weeks. So he better be careful.
You know what I heard about him and McConnell? He's just slightly bigger than McConnell.
Okay.
I had to say something stupid. Anyway, so NFL news. Helmet to helmet. Brian.
They should just get rid of the helmets then. Hmm? I don't know why. Maybe they just get rid of the helmets and see if they do it head-to-head then.
No, I say get rid of the face masks.
Okay, go old school then.
Exactly, because you know what? They're not going to be leading with their head anymore. Aaron, what do you think?
You know, the thing is, if I'm correct, they're saying if you lead with your helmet, not just a helmet to helmet. Is that correct?
Right. You got to lead with the
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
I think that, and I understand their, you know, the thought behind it. If you lead with your helmet, I mean, you're going to do some damage. I mean, you really have the possibility. I just don't like how, and they do this like with quarterbacks, where if your helmet happens to touch their helmet, then you get in trouble for that. You know, that's a 15-yard, you know. What now?
Oh, go ahead. Go finish.
Well, I was going to say is that, like, that I think is BS. I think that, you know, I understand the whole point behind it, and I think that if it's a really vicious helmet-to-helmet, that's going to, you know, give somebody a concussion, then, like, I'm actually in favor of that because if you have this type of stuff happen – then there's going to be no chance we get 18 games. No chance, because people are going to be like, look, you know, we have all these people go out week 7, you know, and that's not what I want.
Dude, they are already talking about that. I heard on the radio today. All they're talking about now. Well, then
That's the thing. I don't want that. Because I want to have 18 games. So
in our fantasy league would just be 100 times better then. It would go even longer.
Our fantasy team, seriously, our fantasy league would be a lot better. It would be a lot better.
I mean, it's fun now, but how awesome would it be if you get a couple more weeks in?
Hell yeah.
It'd be amazing.
I mean, we'd get at least 2 more weeks in. I mean, we'd probably still go, we'd go probably to week 17 for the final game instead of weeks, you know, 16, but still, dude, that's you know, an extra game. And at least one. And actually, dude, if they have 2 bye weeks, you're talking that we will play 18 games in our fantasy league, and that's awesome.
Well, we could even go to week 19. I mean, week 20 you don't want to go to, and I mean, I understand like they're saying, well, week 19 will be nothing. Well, you know, the thing is, though, when there were only 14 games, they were saying that. They're saying, well, people sit out week 14. People are going to sit out week 14, 15, 16 then, and that's not the case. People tend to sit out week 16. You know, or game 16, I should say. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that tends to be what they do. I mean, the Colts last year, they sat out 3 games, but that's rare. Most
of
the time,
division.
Yeah, most of the time, you're only going to sit out that very last game. So I think even if you add on 2 games, add an extra bye week in there, we could still play 19 weeks. And the nice thing is you could potentially even make the playoffs a little bit bigger if you wanted to, you know, add that extra week like we used to do. Or you could just, you know, kind of make the division games even that much bigger. So.
Right, right. Yeah. I agree. So, but anyway, so Brian, do you have anything else you want to speak about?
The NFL sent out a DVD to all the organizations on what hit is legal and what hit is illegal. I thought that was kind of funny.
Is this 4th grade?
Huh?
Is this 4th grade?
Yeah.
What's going on? I mean, seriously. If you lead, like, this sounds really bad, but I was taught to lead with my helmet to the ball. So technically I'm leading with my helmet, so that means, and supposed to put my helmet on the ball. Does that mean that everything I was taught, you know, when I was younger is wrong?
Well, if you lead with your helmet and hit the other person's helmet, then...
Well, if they get down low enough, though, because I mean,
that's what happens with that with the receiver with DeSean Jackson and the other guy.
Yeah,
they both, you know, shriveled up and both basically kind of hit heads because of the impact. Because how fast they were going, they just was getting ready for the impact.
Oh yeah, unbelievable. Aaron, do you want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, I really want Ty to lose this week.
you think Ty's gonna listen to this show?
I want both ties to lose this week. You know why?
Why?
Because that helps me out. That really does. Because the thing is, I've been in 10th place now for the past 5 weeks.
Oh, how does that feel?
It fucking sucks.
I thought it would be fantastic. I thought you'd be loving it.
You haven't even scored that many points. I'm in 9th. And I've scored over 100 more points than you're right at 100 points.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brian brings the balls out.
Your team sucks in that league, Aaron.
No, it doesn't. I have a good team. The problem is they just don't like to perform every single week. It's every other week.
That's what she said.
That made absolutely no sense, Andy.
That's what she said.
You should probably try and end the show before you put your foot in the mouth even more.
Good point. So anyways, I want to thank Mr. Brian for coming on to the show. I want to thank Mr. Aaron AP. You can find him on the Twitter at AP Hughes. You can find my team at Q&A Bulldogs and me at AHughes86. You can find Aaron's team at
The Amazings.
All right. And, of course, you can find the show at Kiwani Sports. Well, first off, thanks to all the players in the league for playing every week. Thanks to all the listeners out there who listen to the show, you know, the people in the league. And I want to thank A6 Productions, Section 86. And, of course, well, until next time, we'll see you on the grid. We'll see you on the gridiron.
Cincinnati Hot Plate.
So, Aaron, how can you? How can
Cincinnati
you get
Hot Plate.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.